Lord Baldrith here with a story about Lord Baldrith, written by me, called Baldrith the Mage. Background music called Magical Theme by Remaxim. Baldrith was outside smoking his pipe when a droplet of water blurred his glasses and doused his long bamboo pipe. He cursed and stood up from the rickety rocking chair he was seated at. The thunder rumbled as the rain intensified. It wasn't but a few seconds that the water had completely wetted his robe and shoes.
"Damn it, this blasted rain will be the end of me,"
Baldrith cried as he tried to swiftly enter the cottage. The door had a habit of sticking, so when he pulled on the door, the brunt force of his weight yanked him backwards into a mud puddle. Inside the cottage, a sopping wet Baldrith was sitting by a warm fire, drying his long hair and beard. The pure white of his beard and hair glowed with intensity. As a pure mage of advanced age, his hair had become as white as the winter snows of Brittany. The dank, wet chill was starting to subside in his bones. He picked up the candle and walked over to his shabby but comfy bed. He placed the candle on a small table and sank into bed. He blew out the candle and fell quickly to sleep, with dreams of adventure and toils of days gone. The morning sun was bright, and Baldrith was awakened with a start as a red robin pecked on his nose.
"Ach, pesky bird."
He jumped up, and the bird quickly flew out the slightly ajar window above his bed. The room was small and sparsely furnished. There was a small round table near the door, and a little fireplace at the back end of the wall. A square rug in the middle of the room, with a faded picture of a large oak tree littered with green and yellow leaves. An outline of a particularly luminous staff can be seen finishing the base of one of the larger branches. Baldrith smiled as he stared at the rug.
"Ah, my old staff. Blast that pesky imp."
A few months ago, Baldrith was visited by a thief. The staff, sitting against the wall, mysteriously disappeared. He knew it was stolen by the imp Devendray, and even saw him running out the door with it. By the time he had run out of the cottage to catch him, he had disappeared. It had been his daily grind to wander about Wizard's Rest, searching for clues to the whereabouts of this thief. It seems that Devendray had completely vanished. No one in the village had seen him since that day. Today, he had decided he would journey to the north to see if he could find that blasted imp. He packed a few rations for the road, and carried his small regent pouch on a small string attached to his cloth belt. He was without his staff, but he was proficient enough with his hands and spells to dispose of this despicable creature. The path from his cottage was speckled with puddles of muddy water from the previous night's rain. He had to watch his step closely to avoid tripping into a wet fall. He was nearly 128, but he didn't feel a day over 70. He had only just begun to flourish in his knowledge of the arcane. Ah, but a mere minute in the life of a genuine mage's life. He was like a child in the vast world of knowledge still available to him. He would keep his mind ever filled with new and exciting knowledge of ways to manipulate flame and ice. He stopped suddenly to look at a small pond on the side of the road. It was strangely blue. In a clearing filled with trees, the sky wasn't open enough to make the water so colorful. Yet this pond was as deep blue as he'd ever seen. The blue of a sapphire stone. He bent down to have a closer look at the water and noticed it had a vapor misting from the surface that was cold. It was almost as if the water was iced over. He picked up a small stick and poked it into the water. He pulled the stick out and saw that the tip was completely frozen.
"Odd. What kind of place have I discovered here? I have never seen water so blue and so cold."
Completely entranced in the mysteries of the pond, he didn't notice the small reddish beast that had appeared right behind him. The beast was grasping his long, curvy staff. On one end of it was a red gem. The beast had a wide, toothy smile on his face. He had pointy ears, and two small horns adorned his head. Devendray swung the staff at Baldrith's head. The blow knocked Baldrith into the pond. Every part of his body was freezing quick. He only had seconds to react before he was a giant man-sized ice cube. He chanted some words, holding the rune pouch in his hand, and a shield of fire erupted around his body. The mixture in the pond of fire and cold created an explosion that launched Baldrith up into the air. The pond water rained down on Devendray, blasting him down to the ground. He dropped the staff and tried in vain to shield his body from the freezing water droplets that pierced his body. Baldrith, still holding the regent pouch, chanted a quick spell while he was soaring down to the earth, and glided safely to the ground next to Devendray, the nasty imp. The imp was now just a frozen body on the ground. Baldrith smiled.
That'll teach you to mess with my stuff.
He reached down and picked up his beloved staff. He whistled a happy tune as he walked home. Echoes. From the Cavern was brought to you by Lord Baldrith and Sir Style Teakle. Do you have a piece you would like us to read? Please contact us at lordbaldrith@thecaverns.net or style@thecaverns.net.